Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Anarchy. This is Ekta, and I have such a wonderful guest. I am super excited to be hosting this brand again. It's definitely one of my all-time favorites. I'm sure it is for a lot of you out there, Olaplex. Without further ado, I would like to introduce you guys to the national trainer for Olaplex, Danielle Franks. So welcome to the show, Danielle.
I am so thrilled to be here. I can't wait to dive into this. This is great.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. And I would love for us to talk about you for, a little bit, because I know you've been with the company for so long and since the beginning. And I would love to hear about your career and all the experience you've had with just taking care of everyone's hair and, understanding true hair health.
Yeah, actually, funny enough, I did not get into the hair industry until my late 30s. When I was a kid, I really wanted to be a hairdresser. And I remember asking my mom, "Hey mom, can I go to cosmetology school?" And she said, "Well, nice girls aren't hairdressers." So, I kind of didn't do it. And then at one point or another, something inspired me to drive up in front of a beauty school after my last child and, sign up. And so I started really, I think sometimes when you're a little bit older, you really kind of are focused on what you really want. And what I wanted was education. So I immediately went into Manhattan and started applying to some of the more swanky places. I really wanted to get a job with Vidal Sassoon, but they weren't hiring at the time, but they were so nice. They let me come in and shadow them for a while. But I winded up finding an Intica Fior salon on Long Island that had such wonderful, wonderful high standards. And the way they did it was that you had to learn every single facet about hair as an assistant, even though you have your license, for about a couple of years. So I spent 2 years shadowing brilliant artists that had a very distinct eye, were trained by some of the best and was in publications all over the place. So it was really great because I got a real understanding of really the science of it, the mechanics of it. It's a lot more than you would think. And in all honesty, I also really learned a lot about being discerning when it comes to products, because as a hairdresser, a lot of times something new will come out and it's like, oh, something shiny. And we want to try it. We can't help ourselves. That's like with anything, makeup, skincare, you want to try it all. But really they taught us to be very discerning about what we were actually using. What was the purpose? What is the chemistry? And really, does it work with hair? Are the claims really what they are? So fast forward, I winded up moving to Florida and I was just starting my business and I was renting a chair at the time. And this company comes out, Olaplex, right? And actually, I heard the buzz about it on different hairdresser forums for a while. And it was like this big enigma, because you need to understand, in beauty school, we are taught in the textbooks that once a disulfide bond, which is a bond inside the hair that gives it structure.
Yeah.
Once that is broken, it's broken. And basically, you better get a haircut. You're going to have breakage. Your hair's seriously damaged. I mean, you can have some disulfide bonds broken because, anytime you're doing a chemical service or whatever, you have to break them in order to get the result you want. But do that too much or too often, the quality of the hair changes. And so, this is just what we know. This product comes out and they're saying that they can repair disulfide bonds. And you're just like, whoa, how is that even possible? So out of curiosity, because I had my blonde hair, which admittedly, my hair was breaking off like needles of an old Christmas tree. But I had a really choppy cut and I put a lot of product in it. So I just looked funky. but I really love the blonde. I love the blonde. So I wanted to do it. So I winded up using the, me and a coworker split the cost for it to go get it. And we did the treatment on myself and it was like night and day. I remember touching my hair and thinking, I haven't felt this in years, like not since my hair was virgin. So at that point, I just started incorporating it into basically all of my clients. And it was like the same thing over and over again. Danielle, what are you doing differently? Like they always loved their hair, but now they were like coming back, you know, the next month and going, my husband couldn't stop touching my hair. I mean, it was really funny. So from there, I did notice a lot of hairdressers were not necessarily using it properly. Now, we get excited as hairdressers when something new comes out. It's innovative. And to be honest with you, in the hairdressing world, I don't think there's been an innovation like this since, I don't know, probably perms that no longer had to be attached to a machine. You know, I mean, it was so innovative that we get a little excited. We want to experiment. We want to try different things. And what would happen is that sometimes we do that and we don't understand why it's not working. So we go, this product doesn't work. I happened to write an article, basically the truth and lies about Olaplex. And it's basically a cautionary tale that, you know, yes, we kid around and say it's made out of pixie dust and unicorn farts. But the truth is that it's not a magic wand. You know, it's insurance for your hair. It's definitely something that can help you push the limits. But just like if you have insurance on a car, you're not going to drive it over a cliff. You want to be smart in the way you use it. Use it per directions. Well, that got the attention of the owner. This was only within a couple of months of them really going out with stylists. And I got offered a position and as an educator, which is basically in those days, we were talking to hairdressers online. We really didn't do much in-person education except for at like trade shows. And from there, you know, it just grew bigger and bigger. Eventually, I was in charge of the entire North American Pro. And then from there, you know, we just moved over to now, you know, with our own podcast with Beauty Uncovered and also doing a lot of their spokesperson type things and going on air. So it's been an exciting journey. I think the thing that I love about this company the most, aside from the fact that they have such innovation, and as a hairdresser, that is incredibly exciting to me. But I think it's the community, it's their, what they believe in. They're just good people. You know, they're just good people. And gosh, that makes me feel very lucky.
No, it's that really makes or breaks a brand. I have seen that time and time again, Danielle. I completely hear you because there are a lot of companies out there that might have like a great product, but if their team is complete trash, they fall apart.
Oh, there's yeah.
You know?
No, and I've been there. I've been there in my previous, you know, jobs in my previous life. It's not fun. And when you are actually surrounded with people that feel as though they're on a mission, and the mission is, yes, it's Olaplex. Olaplex empowers not just obviously a hairdresser and using it in the salon, but it empowers that person that, you know, with their hair. The truth is that healthy hair is happy hair. And when I would have that client in my chair, and they're just, it almost as if you can see something glow up from inside of them. Their confidence comes back. I mean, it's shocking how much our hair is associated with our self-esteem, but it is. And to be able to give that gift and be able to be a part of a movement where we can actually do this for so many people is moving to all of us. And it's a mission. It's a purpose. We love it.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more with everything you said. And I can only imagine, you know, seeing your clients just light up and, you know, because I know how much of a difference like hair care makes. And because, you know, growing up in an Indian household, a lot of Middle Eastern and Eastern cultures are very much like focused on just, you know, hair and keeping it healthy and never dyeing it, never, you know, I remember growing up, my mother, never let me cut my hair. My hair was like down to my butt, like as a little girl, really, really thick. And like, you know, I remember feeling like, oh my God, can I please just cut my hair off? My mother would always tell me, like, this is a blessing, you know, you have beautiful hair, like you should, you know. And so it's like this whole, it's tied into the culture. And so I understand the value of truly good hair products. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, you brought up Vidal Sassoon earlier. For me, you know, I know, like growing up in the 90s and being a millennial, you know, I remember Vidal Sassoon was the bomb. You know, everyone knew about it. You know, it was like the Holy Grail. But then I remember gravitating towards more like Aveda, and then I discovered Olaplex. I've never gone back since. You know, Olaplex is the new Vidal Sassoon for me. It is the new, you know, the best hair care line. So I completely, I value, you know, everything you said so much, because as someone who literally didn't dye her hair till she was like 28, you know, ever. And
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, no. And it's the exciting part is that like I said, even for myself, you know, as a hairdresser, you know, we love to futz around with our own hair. We will experiment on ourselves like you cannot believe. And I knew that I enjoyed having that light hair so much. And so, you know, I pushed the limits, you know, but I was willing to make that sacrifice. And now being in a situation where I don't feel like I have to sacrifice that much, you know, my hair is strong, it's healthy, it's vibrant. I even love the fact that, you know, now we have these retail products that help me with stuff like humidity because I live in Florida and it's very humid. My hair will pop out like a dandelion. I want to have control of my hair. So it's exciting. It's exciting to be a part of all of it.
I can imagine. Now I want to ask you know, this bond repair, like I know you had gone into it earlier with the disulfide bonds and the importance of that, but like with bond repair, you know, just to clarify, is that like for me, okay, let me just say I use the oil, right? The oil, the golden vial, and I love it because it just makes my hair, it doesn't put any grease in my hair. It just makes it just smooth out. So when you say like bond repairing, like is there other things that go along with it other than just the disulfide bond thing? Or I mean, what is the, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
do you use?
no, absolutely. I mean, basically, if you were to look at the compilation of our line, right? First of all, every single one of our products has that active ingredient that has put us on the map, that patented ingredient that nothing could do before then. Like it didn't exist. Nobody knew how to do it. That ingredient is in every single one of our products. From there, they really took the time to look at hair care, kind of like skincare in many ways. I mean, being that we're on here, if you think about skincare, you know, it's more than just washing your face with some soap, right? And maybe slapping some moisturizer on. There's different things that you can do that improves the quality of your skin, prevents any kind of damage, all these different things. But really, previously, when it came to hair, people didn't really think that way. They thought, all right, I get a shampoo and conditioner, and I get maybe some styling products that just makes it do what I want it to do. Now we're looking at products in a totally different way. Not only do we want to have that instant gratification of gorgeous hair, and do what we want to do with it, but it's also has different ingredients in there that's going to serve a purpose. That's incredibly important. So, for instance, with the oil that you're speaking of, that is also a heat protectant. And it has, I mean, if you notice, it's almost like water. Most oils that you're getting, they're thick and heavy. And for my hair, not appropriate. So, I'm not going to be able to get that moisture protection and everything like that. So, something that lightweight, if you have fine hair or if you have really thick, coarse hair, it's appropriate for both. So that's like the incredible thing about Olaplex is they're very conscious about what they're putting out there. They're not ones to rush out with like a thousand products and not make any sense. They're very, very, it's a story if you really think about it. And it's having that care for your hair.
Right. No, absolutely. And I see that, you know, every product that I've tried has been in that like sequence, you know, of just the number one, number two, number three. And it's been so easy for me as a consumer as well. Right. Because I'm not going to lie, you know, as much as I love taking care of my hair, I hate having to sort through all the products that are like, well, this is this, like the, you know, the Uber, like descriptive stuff, like,
and I get it. And I think that, you know, of course, as we go along, there's going to be different products that suit different needs. But again, I do think that there is a story here. And when we talk about repairing the disulfide bonds in the hair, which is what gives it structure, like there's different things in the bond. There's protein, there's the disulfide bonds, there's salt, there's water. All those things make up the component of the hair in many ways. The disulfide bonds are the thing that needs to be strong. So let's think of it as kind of like you have a bucket and you're breaking the disulfide bonds. That's like making it a leaky bucket. So if you were to try to put nourishment in there and moisture or even color in there, and you have a leaky bucket, it's just all going to leak through, right? Nothing's going to really stick. Maybe a little bit, but not much. So when you're repairing those disulfide bonds, those other things that you're adding into your regimen is going to work even more effectively. And that includes with color. So you're going to have more longevity with your color as well. So there is an actual reason why that particular component is focused on your disulfide bonds. You need to have a good structure in order for everything else to move around with it.
Now, Danielle, what causes the breakage of these bonds, like more than anything that you've seen? Like, what is the common things?
Well, if you want to talk like hardcore, like the word thing, probably what I do to my hair, which is, you know, bleaching it. That is a very aggressive thing that you can do to your hair. Doing texture services will do that. Even color. You know, doing regular color is definitely, as a hairdresser, I know you have to break disulfide bonds in order for the color to get in there. Does that make sense? And when you go to a hairdresser, that's why we have an Olaplex that you can add to the formula, which kind of mitigates that damage a little bit. So basically, those are like the top line, you know, oh gosh, that's aggressive. But let's talk about the regular everyday things we do at home. Because Lord have mercy, we do love to abuse our hair.
Yeah.
We're talking flat irons, blow dryers, curling irons. All those heat tools definitely are things that are going to break down your hair. Then we can talk to, let's say, I always say, you know, when a hair's wet, it's one of the more vulnerable places that your hair can be because it starts to stretch a little bit more. But the thing is that sometimes we go through combs and brushes a little bit too aggressively and we're stretching that hair and it's not necessarily going to snap right back. And that is also creating a weakness. It's breaking disulfide bonds. So what is, again, what's really beautiful about, let's get into the environment. I have to say that as well. You know, there's a lot of things within the environment that also creates damage in the hair, free radicals that go in. Believe it or not, it goes into the hair and will eat the protein in your hair, which is problematic because that will leave your hair feeling more tangled and it's dry and it doesn't really feel very good, right? So all these things are in our lives regularly, right? it's just what we do. And then what happens is that we feel as though, well, this is just our hair. This is just the way our hair behaves. This is my natural hair. But that's not always the truth. The truth is this is a slow buildup of all these little things that we do. And eventually it becomes really problematic. That's where Olaplex is amazing because they are looking at it in every single aspect that you can imagine. Everything from, you know, in the salon, you want to mitigate some of that damage and try to make your hair as healthy as possible when you're doing those aggressive services. Then we're looking at the at-home care, which, you know, the number three or the number zero, those are things you're going to use to keep on repairing aggressively your hair, maybe once a week. And then you're looking at our other products, like our shampoo and conditioner. We all got to cleanse our hair, right? But right. Why not use it with something that's going to keep that language going in your hair, where you're just, you know, it's saying, hey, we got to keep you nice and strong. So that's okay. Really great. Aside from the fact that it smells delicious.
I know. Yeah.
And it lathers so great. You only need to drop a product. It's fantastic. So no waste. So, and then we move on to the next part, which is your maintenance stuff, your things that you want to use to make sure that your hair is staying healthy. So you have the number 6, which has great moisture in it, and you leave it in, but it also has the bisaminopropyl diglycol demulcate, that ingredient. But on top of that, it's been clinically proven to reduce frizz for up to 72 hours. And again, as I was saying, I live in Florida. We have humidity like no one's business. And my hair is like searching it out like a sink. Yeah. So basically this is what's keeping my hair from frizzing out. It's a huge thing, right? And then let's go to the next story. Okay, so we're using that as a blow dry cream. Then we have, of course, the number 7, which is fantastic. It's a heat protectant. You could put it on your hair, wet or dry. I actually sometimes cocktail them. But the number 7 is fantastic because it is really, it's giving that heat protectant. It gives a great shine and it's so lightweight. Moisture in it. It's all those components that our hair needs to protect it from those tools and those wonderful things that we do to ourselves to abuse ourselves. I'm going to go to the number 8, which is our deep mask. That is our deep moisturizing mask.
Gosh, I'm obsessed with this product. I cannot rave enough about this. Yeah.
I have to say that it is my go-to because again, moisture is moisture. I don't care who you are. You need moisture in your hair.
Absolutely.
Some need more aggressive than other. What I love about this is that it is aggressively giving you moisture, but it doesn't feel like it. In other words, I'm used to like something that's weighing down my hair, and I'm very careful because I have fine hair. So if I put anything too heavy or something that coats my hair, it's going to be flat. It's going to be flat on my head, no matter what I do. So with this product, it's so absorbent. And so little needs to be used, and it is washing away clean, which is amazing. So I absolutely love it. And then finally, and of course, that's going to take care of a lot of the moisture issues that we have. And then our most recent one, which is the number 9, the Bond Protector Nourishing Hair Serum. So again, telling this story, you know, We are doing everything from the salon all the way up to the wonderfully foolish things we do to our hair. And now we're getting into the things that maybe we can't always control, which is our environment, pollution, and all the different things that can get into our hair, those free radicals that can create problems. It's going to eat the protein in your hair. And, you know, these little things are very insidious. It's a pain in the neck where we're not used to it. And the truth is that when it comes to hair products, there hasn't been a product out there that can get an antioxidant to really go into the hair and neutralize that. So this is, again, Olaplex basically has created something that was a complete game changer again. So they use this red algae extract and it bonds to wet hair. So I always say, think of it as like your skincare. You're going to put that serum on first, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to just take about a pump. I use a pump. I use like a half a pump. Like I said, less is more, but you know, a pump or two into your hand and you're going to work it through your hair. It actually comes out almost like, it's almost like a gel. I'm not even sure how to describe it, but it's clear. It's not like a cream base. You're putting that throughout your hair. And then you can layer on other products afterwards. Like I said, I always use the number 6 along with it when I blow dry my hair. And then I apply the number 7 at the end. But basically when you're putting it on wet hair, it's like an invisible shield, right? It's blocking those pollutants that are out there from getting into your hair. And it's blocking it out for 48 hours, which is fantastic, clinically proven. And while it's on the hair, it's delivering antioxidants to the cuticle. All right. So it's going right to the cuticle and it's neutralizing free radicals long before they can create that damage that we were talking about. So it's just another step in the story of making sure that we have the healthiest hair possible. And this is why I absolutely love it. Now, you know, Olaplex, we're not going to make you something that's not going to give you an instant gratification result.
like insane level of quality. Like it's just,
You know, it has the frizz control. It has the anti-static. It's detangling. So if you have issues with tangling, this is huge. Bounce back curls. If you have curls, wow. It is absolutely insane what it could do for your hair. I can honestly say, and like I said, I have very healthy hair. I use Olaplex all the time for years, but I have not felt my hair feel this soft and touchable. And like, wow, I was like, I like to feel my own hair. So I absolutely love it. It has style memory, which is even better. I love all the components that they were able to put into this beautiful, beautiful bottle. And it just changes everything.
No, I love that this product has come out because I'm not going to lie. You know, I am one of those consumers that does not have time to style my hair. I mean, I kid you not. I get in the shower, I put in whatever I'm going to put in and I leave like wet hair and all. And so when I see a product like this hair serum, it's perfect for someone like me because it's going to protect my hair. And I think that, you know, this whole conversation is actually very interesting from a science perspective, because we talk about things like SPF for our skin and we talk about protecting it from UV light, you know, UV rays and pollution, like you mentioned, and free radicals, but we don't talk about our hair like that, even though hair, it's very similar that like in terms of like the structure and the layers of the hair, it's very similar if you think about it from a dermatology perspective to skin and skin's layers. And so, you know, it just intuitively makes sense from a scientific perspective, you know, to have something that's going to protect against UV rays, to have something that's going to protect against, you know, just the abrupt changes in nature, right?
Well, I think the free radicals that are in, you know, unfortunately, as much as we don't want to like address it, you know, our things are changing. You know, there's more roads in the world. There's more emissions in the world. We, unfortunately, the air is not as great as we would like it to be all the time. But, you know, it's funny. I was speaking to these scientists not long ago, and they were talking about pollution and hair. And one of the things I said to me, and this was before we came out, it was just a conversation we were having, and it really struck me, is that they said that hair in many ways is a natural barometer of our environment. It isn't that fascinating? And they were saying it literally will pick up everything. And so, you know, when I heard that, like it'll literally pick up everything. And I started to think, okay, so if it's picking up everything, what is it actually doing to the quality of the hair? So more questions. And that's where, you know, I learned so much about, you know, these are things that we can prevent now. You know, Olaplex came out with this great technology that we can address this now. And I absolutely love the fact that they are going in this direction of the kind of like the skinification of hair. It's skincare for hair care. It's making sure that we are taking the steps to have the most healthiest looking, beautiful, luxurious, those Instagram hair that we all want. And for some people, that means, you know, just keeping it, you know, simple and natural, but healthy, because healthy hair is just beautiful. I don't care what color you have, what texture you have. Healthy hair is beautiful hair.
Absolutely. I love that you said that. And, you know, it's really about, you know, the health part is what really gets me. And I think for me, Olaplex stands out because of that reason, because, you know, when it comes to hair, a lot of people, you know, we all know that, you know, the hair that you have that you see in style, that's all dead, if you think, you know, in reality.
Well, hair, in a biological sense, it is dead.
Right.
Okay. It is dead, but it doesn't mean that the quality of the hair is not affected. You want to make sure that hair is in good shape.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. That's why, that's actually where I was going, is that, you know, people say that, but then it's like, but here, you know, you have to protect it. And that's why I think Olaplex is so, it stands out to me so much as a scientist, because there's, the claims are not being made about, okay, well, we're going to make your hair more lively, or like, you know what I mean? Like, or cell turnover, because that's all, that is not how hair works. You know, people think about skin, right? Like, we're comparing to skin. Skin is like always turning over. The cells are always changing, but hair is not like that. The only part of your hair that's alive is at the follicle. So when you think about hair health, like you mentioned, it's really about protecting. And that is at the core of this brand. And that's why, you know, I said to you earlier, you know, Olaplex is the new Vidal Sassoon for me, if, you know, as a consumer. It is the leading brand in hair care, because at the end of the day, I want something that's going to protect my hair, not just, you know, throw random claims at me. And then, you know, I find out, oh, wait, yeah, I still have split ends, you know, or. You know what I'm saying?
And it's funny, because when you think about it, you know, a lot of times, especially if you have long hair, you have to spend some time to get your hair to that level, right? I mean, it's a half an inch a month, usually, for most people. So think about it. In 1 year, that's 6 inches. Think of 6 inches from your head. That's how much you're going to grow in 1 year. So, you know, you're spending all this time to really grow your hair into what it is you envision yourself to be, because, you know, we all have a vision of our identity, of who we are, and our hair is a part of that. So you go through all this work to grow your hair, but then, you know, you have all those different things that happen, things that you can control, things that you can't control, but still damaging it. And then the quality of the hair stinks. You know, that's awful. And like you said, it's not like skin cells where, you know, you get a burn and you put moisturizer or something on it, and eventually the skins regenerate, and I'm not saying you're not going to have a little damage, but I'm saying, like, you can get back to normal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
With hair care, I mean, it's not going to regenerate. I mean, except from your scalp, but it's not, you know, the hair, existing hair you have doesn't have new cells coming out. You know, it, you get what you get. So to have the technology that's going to be able to, or a tool for you to strengthen that and make it more manageable, and these wonderful retail products that they have that is going to really make sure that you're going to have the healthiest looking hair. Wow. I mean, that's not something that you see anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And, you know, I actually want to ask you, you know, for you to give us some recommendations, because I know, you know, consumers, like you said, everyone has their own preference in how we style our hair and what our routine is. But I would love for you to give, like, a little, I guess, a short rundown of, like, you know, the Olaplex products to use if you're somebody like me that loves to just, you know, wash your hair, condition, just walk out the door.
I get it. I like, for a good part of, at least for the time that I had small children, that was my life. And sometimes I felt like I was lucky if I got in the shower, but that's that's another story. No. So when it comes to, I always say, like, when it comes to bare basics, the number three, that was our very first retail product. That is basically our active ingredient in a cream base. A lot of people get confused. They think it's a conditioner or a moisture mask. It's not at all. It's something entirely different, because, you know, hey, we're all Olaplex. We do things differently. It is something you're going to put in your hair when it's a little bit damp, and leave it in for about 10 minutes. Once a week is fine. Once a week is fine. But I feel like this is something everybody should have in their arsenal, because, one, you want to make your hair as strong as you possibly can. And two, we all have that oops moment. You know, my mom the other day was telling me that she went to curl her hair with a curling iron, and it was brown when it was done, when it was originally white. So she burnt her hair. She needed some Olaplex. So the point is that, you know, this is a great product. Use it, leave it in your hair 10 minutes. Feel free to leave it in a little longer. That's a little insider tip. It's not going to hurt your hair. I sometimes will do dishes or laundry. And then rinse it out. Then you're just going to shampoo and condition and go about your day. Now, do I recommend you use our number four, number five, our shampoo and conditioner? Yes, because it does have the Bis-Aminó in there. And quite frankly, like I said, I just love it. I love the texture of it. I love the luxuriousness of it. It's phenomenal. But we also play nice with others. So you can use your favorite one. That's fine. You know, but if you are in this situation, let's say you're in a situation where you've done an oops, you've done something to your hair where it's not in great shape, it's breaking. I would even go as far as saying some people even have gummy hair, and that's scary. That is scary. That's the worst case scenario. The number zero along with the number three, that's going to give you 3 times the amount of strength, 68% less breakage in one use.
Wow.
So it's really boosting the efficacy. It's really just 10 minutes extra onto the time of what you're doing. So again, this is, but let me tell you, if you've ever been in that situation, you want that number zero. So the number zero is really great. You're basically just going to saturate your hair with it. It doesn't have to be dripping. Just saturate the hair with it, leave it in for 10 minutes, then put that number three directly on top. Continue on for 10 minutes. And the same thing, you're rinsing it out, shampoo and condition. So you got to look at those. Oh, and then of course you have like the number eight, which is that wonderful mask. Those products right there, those are the ones that are really going to be focusing on intense repair. So if you're looking for repair, or if your hair's not looking quite the same as it usually does, let me know. It's a little frayed on the ends. You ever see sometimes like you're growing out your hair, but then it's stringy on the end?
Yes. Yes.
That's because you got breakage. Nine out of 10 times that's breakage. I used to think it was back in like years ago before I was a hairdresser. I always thought it was like, well, my hair naturally only grows this long and just some random hairs grow longer. No, that's breakage.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. So what happens is that what I was finding with my clients is that when they started using Olaplex, we cut their hair where that lovely stringy line is, and then their hair was growing in full. So they actually felt like they had more hair than they ever had before, because not because they're suddenly growing new hair, it's because they were retaining the hair. Their ends weren't fine. It's because it wasn't breaking. So that, I think, mind blowing, right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's like, you know, again, hair health. Like I just cannot stress enough how much, you know, I've noticed just, you know, people not really focusing on hair health at all. They're more focused on what can I put in my hair that's going to make it good for me to blow dry or make it look like this or shape it like this. And it's like, guys, if you just focus on the bare essentials, everything else kind of falls into place. Right. I mean, am I wrong?
No, absolutely. And the beauty of it is that it's not complicated.
Yeah.
It's really very easy. Sure. You know, doing a hair mask, I mean, we've all done the moisture mask, right? Or the protein mask. So being able to take that one day out of your week to do that self-care and use something like the number zero and number three, or the number eight and do a mask then, those are all things that I always call it that self-care moment that, you know, we should all incorporate in our lives at least once a week, where you slow down and do that right thing for ourselves and put on that mask on your face and have that moment. Right now, when it comes to the rest of it, again, it's really easy. It's just something you're throwing in your hair. And the benefits of it is that you're protecting your hair from future damage. You're also making your hair look great. So all those things where we're saying, oh, well, I want to throw a product in my hair just to make it look good. Guess what? It's still going to look good when you use these products. So not only you're getting that healthy hair benefit, but you're getting that instant gratification that we all really want, right?
Absolutely.
So it's a great combination.
Yeah, no, it sounds like, and honestly, I use only Olaplex, you know, for everyone listening, ever since, like I said, I've tried the brand, I've just been hooked. This is all I use for my hair, and I couldn't be happier. And, you know, with this new product, the number nine, the Nourishing Hair Serum, it really actually takes me back to when my mother used to do like my scalp massages as a child, because, you know, I think that we all need that one product that's just full and packed with just,
you know, just great ingredients that are going to take care of your hair over time. And I think, you know, I want to get your advice, you know, for those of us who love to do like, you know, a scalp massage, like right after I get out of the shower, is it okay to use on the scalp or does it make it greasy? Like what is your, what are your tips and tricks on how to really best utilize this number nine product?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, it's not necessarily a scalp product. You know, yeah. I don't see it as leaving something that's greasy. There's no silicones in it and everything, which is fantastic. But ultimately, you're really just putting it on your hair. You know, I think people sometimes get a little excited. You know, they think that it's going to do something from the root, and you know, but it's not. We take care of your existing hair. I think that skin health, scalp health, it all comes into play. You know, I think those are important things that we all have to be conscientious of and take care of. When it comes to the serum, it really is just a product that you would put on your hair to the ends. And again, you don't need a lot. I would say for medium length hair, I would do 2 pumps. Again, I'm more of a half a pump, but I have really short hair. And just work it through your hair. A lot of people, actually a lot of professionals use like the praying hands where they're putting their hair in between their hands and working it through that way. And then once you have it in, that's it, you know, go about your day. If you want to air dry it, or if you do want to style it, it does have great style memory. So you can use this alone. You're going to have that heat protection up to 450 degrees. So you don't have to worry about the heat tools, right? Then on top of that, you're getting that great protection, the antioxidants that's going to keep out all those free radicals and take care of anything that might be in your hair. But also, you're going to get more manageability with your hair, and it has style memory. The frizz is not going to be as bad. I don't know about you, but when my hair was longer, how many people did you electrocute? The static in my hair was insane. So yeah, that will eliminate that as well, which is fantastic. But if you want to even add more, you can layer products on it. I like to say cocktail, but you can layer more products in there and use the number 6 and 7 and not worry about your hair being weighed down and have that gorgeous, beautiful shine and moisture and all those things that, you know, we want to take care of ourselves. But it doesn't take that much effort. It's very easy.
I love that. I really love that. And Danielle, this has been so lovely. I love the brand and I love how much information you've shared with us. I mean, thank you so much, because I think hair is something that we all just want to understand, and it's just very difficult. But the way that, you know, the whole line is set up, you know, and the way you went through it with the, you know, each product, that's exactly what I always hope somebody could do for me. Because I think, you know, we approach something like Olaplex, a brand like Olaplex, you see it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is like the really, really, really good stuff. I remember one of my interns at one point was like, yeah, this is like liquid gold. So I only use this, like,
you know what, hairdressers, because our professional products are an amber color, we've always called it liquid gold. So that's really funny that you said that.
Really though, that's how people, I think in general, consumers view Olaplex, and rightfully so. So it's very important for us to understand, you know, how these products work, how to use them the best way. So this has truly been so wonderful chatting with you.
I'm so glad. And I think that the one thing I really want people to understand is that being that there is such, I mean, it's high tech, man, it's innovative. It has really great technology in there, and it's amazing. It's something brand new. It's things that other hair care companies have never thought of before. So a lot of people think, because it, like, wow, this is innovative, it's very complex what they did and what they were able to accomplish, they think that the use of it is difficult. No, it's not. It's actually very easy to use. So don't get caught up in, wow, high tech, I don't know what to do with it. It's very simple. It's very simple. It's either repairing or maintaining, or you're going to be doing that last step, which is really preventative. It's taking care of, you know, all the things that we do to our hair when it comes to styling, and also the environment, you know, and really protecting your hair. So it's very simple to use.
Absolutely. And, you know, I
really am a huge believer in science, you know, Skincare Anarchy for me. I try my best to only really focus on the real stuff, the science here. So I love that you brought that up in our conversation, because, you know, hair is also, it's something that we have to really approach from the scientific perspective. And the fact that, you know, Olaplex has that ingrained in their DNA and their, you know, the every single product is based off of real science and real chemistry, that is even more reason to, you know, kind of just invest. You have to invest in your health, right?
And so clinical studies that prove that it works, which is an amazing thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing, is when a brand doesn't have anything to hide, you're going to see that.
Yeah.
you're going to see proof. And that's, you know, it's rare to have that, but, you know, there's a reason why Olaplex is the leader in this market. And I'm so thrilled that we had the opportunity to chat with you and learn even more about the amazing brand. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on. This was a fun conversation. Thank you.
You know, it was a delight. And everyone listening, please, I urge you, if you have not already, go check out the newest release by Olaplex, this beautiful hair serum, number 9. And, you know, let us know what you think of it. If you've been using it, if you love it, I would love to hear your feedback. And if you have any questions for Danielle's team, leave them in the comments and I'll definitely pass them along. You know, I think the more we can learn from each other and the more knowledge we gain, the better we are in terms of our health overall. So I really encourage everyone listening to join this conversation and, you know, really kind of leave your feedback. But thank you so much, Danielle, and everyone listening. I'll be back next time.